Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
It is 7:51 with Steve and Ted, and now it's time for a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. It's hard to find a more heated business topic in Wichita right now, and with no clear resolution, than the future of parking downtown. There was a big public backlash last month to the city's previously approved plan to implement more paid public parking throughout the core area of town, Old Town, Delano included. The city council did vote to delay the purchase of equipment tied to that plan. All right, so there's a meeting with the council coming up in 6 days, next week on the 10th, set to include a city staff update on the plan, including the latest on public feedback and alternative options to pay for downtown parking infrastructure needs. And, of course, who's caught right in the middle of all this? Well, business owners in the downtown area, and they don't want to be squeezed out. Some say increasing the prevalence of paid parking could deter customers from visiting downtown.
This has become a big issue, and it's actually indicative, I think, of a problem with staff. I don't know if you saw the Wichita Eagle article, and far be it for me to find myself in agreement with Dion Leffler, the editorial the editor for the Wichita Eagle, but give credit where credit's due, because he also did an editorial this week, two of them, on the situation with Clapp Golf Course. But he's also was responsible for calling out this issue on the parking. And it seems like a trend with staff hiding these things in the consent agendas. And if you're familiar with the way the consent agenda works, they put these things in there. And consent agendas, it's the same thing in the legislature. It's supposed to be non-controversial.
Right.
In,
right. You just
In Topeka, it's naming
it, move it on.
Right.
Yeah.
It's naming a stamp or you know, a bridge or something that is non-controversial. In it's a city hall. They're throwing things in here like the recent Clapp Golf thing, where they're renewing a contract for 6 years and the tenant is getting a sweetheart deal, no bid contract here with the parking. You know, that's a massive deal that was going to have $2 an hour, and the city council, the new council, had not voted on this. And I think the problem here is not necessarily with the council. Well, it's not with the council. It's with staff. And I think staff is doing a disservice to our elected officials by not being transparent, not being forthcoming and forthright to their elected officials. And it's not fair to the citizens of Wichita to sneak this stuff in. And kudos to Dion Loeffler. Kudos to Mayor Wu. Happy birthday, by the way. And Dalton Glasscock and the other members of the council that are calling this out. It's got to stop.
And there'll be, like we said, more big-time discussion on this at their meeting next week on the 10th.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned the business side of it, because if you're some of those business, Ruben's Mexican Grill, some of those other little restaurants mm-hmm. there along Delano, that's brutal for them to now. How am I really going to look about going in and shopping on some of those streets where I'm going to have to pay $2 an hour to park? And I think this was not, it was ill thought out by staff. And I really think they need to reexamine this policy. And we're not New York City.
And you think $2 an hour was bad? The initial company that they hired to take care of that thing did surge pricing.
Yes.
And so when there was an event going on, and I can attest to this 100% myself, when there was a specific event going on downtown, parking in at least one of the parking lots downtown that had been more or less free, $10 an hour.
And this is a company out of, I believe, Detroit? Des Moines.
I don't remember exactly where, but yeah, the surge pricing for an event was $10.
And again, look, if you vet this, you put it and you have proper public hearings and allow the public to have feedback and then it's voted on. That's one thing, by the new council, not by the old council. But the whole thing was not handled properly, and city staff did a disservice to their bosses to handle it the way they have. I'm glad that they've pulled the reins back on this. The problem is now if they cancel the contract, it's already a contract. So if they cancel it, it's going to cost, I believe, $500,000 just to cancel the contract. So you can't run, you can't get unpregnant. In this case, we're going to, and it's going to cost the taxpayers just to cancel the thing.
And that is Local Business Update from the Wichita Business Journal. We'll have more local business news coming up 1 hour from now. It's 7:56 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We have a big 8 o'clock hour on the way, and that does include entertainment news in the blur.
That's right. And on the blur, well, we've got a new offering from Disney. We've got we got something that has to do with a Norwegian, perhaps Russian whale. We'll tell you about, as well as a little bit of entertainment history coming up on the blur.
Looking forward to it. Big 8 o'clock hour on the way, including John. We have a special guest.
Yes, former city councilman Jeff Blubaugh will be with us to kind of respond to yesterday. We had County Commissioner Ryan Beatty on. We're going to get a take from someone who's running for the county commission here coming up in the next hour.
Looking forward to it. KNSS News Time, 7:57.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.